Mexico says it was blindsided by some details in the new NAFTA deal. With the Marketplace Morning Report in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio. A top Mexican trade negotiator flew to Washington on Sunday to talk about the U.S. dispatching permanent representatives to Mexico as part of this trade deal. They'd be sent to monitor labor conditions. Julia Coronado is founder of Macro Policy Perspectives. Julia, Mexico came back and said that the U.S. sort of blindsided them with these new labor accountability rules, but labor has been such an important part of all this. What do you make of it?
It's hard to know, and whether that was a last-minute change or something that was more fundamental to the negotiations. It has been the labor negotiations and the labor contingencies have been absolutely central to the entire negotiation. So it is surprising that there is this aspect of it that was a surprise to the Mexican government.
Okay, so I'll stick to trade, but this time with another one of those major partners. U.S. negotiators were out this weekend. They were talking about phase one. They were talking it up of the U.S.-China deal. But it doesn't feel like we have much clarity at all. And we also have no official word yet from the Chinese. What do you make of that?
We are just sort of waiting for details, and the details are going to matter. So there's lots of marketing going on from the administration. We do know that at a minimum, it appears that they're not going to impose the tariffs on December 15th, which is a big deal. Those would have been very damaging to consumers. But beyond that, we really don't know much.
Julia Coronado, founder of Macro Policy Perspectives. Julia, thank you so much for doing this.
My pleasure.
Suicide rates in the United States have been rising over the last decade in almost every state, according to the Centers for Disease Control. Now the federal government wants to make it easier for people in need to ask for help by switching the suicide prevention hotline from a 1-800 number to 988. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more.
The Federal Communications Commission unanimously approved a proposal to use 988 for the hotline, but that's just one step in the process. Robert Gebbia is CEO of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention.
So if you make it easier to call by having a three-digit number, you want to make sure that you're building the infrastructure and the capacity to answer those calls.
The FCC estimates setting up the new system would cost almost $750 million, including new equipment for some phone companies, plus a national advertising campaign. John Draper leads the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline and says call centers would probably need more staff as well.
We would consider there to be a lot more calls, a lot higher public expectation. So we would really need to have all of that factored in.
Factored into new funding that Congress has yet to approve. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
This new number is not up and running just yet. If you are in distress, call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Marketplace helps you answer questions you've always wondered about, and now that includes finding out more about how and why we do what we do every day. Become a Marketplace investor today, and you'll get exclusive access to a series of virtual AMAs featuring Molly Wood, Guy Rizdahl, and me, David Brancaccio. Don't miss out on our 2020 Ask Me Anything series. Contribute $60 or sign up to donate $5 a month at marketplace.org. And thank you.
Remember Huawei, the Chinese telecom giant the U.S. government considers a spying threat and sanctions violator? That company is number one in wireless network gear in the world, number two in smartphone sales. It's also on an American blacklist, cut off from U.S. suppliers. Yet 7 months after that first happened, the company's on track to make $100 billion this year, and it's showing no signs of slowing down, as Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
Here's a metaphor for Huawei. A Soviet fighter jet from World War II, riddled with bullets and yet still flying. For months, posters of this image have appeared at the company headquarters in China.
That image of the riddled fighter jet, it's a call to put in that extra effort.
That's Huawei Vice President Tim Danks at his company's holiday party in New York. There was no partying in May when the U.S. government blacklisted Huawei for allegedly violating U.S. sanctions. That cut the company off from U.S. suppliers. The same punishment that almost sank another Chinese tech firm, ZTE.
Huawei recognized a few years ago with certain actions against another Chinese company that we needed to take some additional steps to put our Plan B, so to speak, into action.
Plan B meant no more relying on American chips, considered the world's best, and making them in-house. Semiconductor analyst Linley Gwenap is with the Linley Group.
In some cases, I would say that Chinese products are not at the same, you know, quality level that the U.S. suppliers are providing, but the Chinese companies want to at least have some backup supply.
Huawei also bought components from non-American firms in Japan and Europe. And, says tech analyst Dan Wong at Gavcal Dragonomics in Beijing, it exploited a loophole in sanctions, allowing them to buy U.S. chips made abroad.
Huawei has been very creative in trying to use legal workarounds.
Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross suggests there's illegal activity, that Huawei is nudging U.S. suppliers to manufacture offshore to evade the sanctions. But Huawei's Plan B seems to be working. Its new phone, the Mate 30, which may have the best battery and camera in the business, has zero American innards.
It has definitely surprised industry, and it has really surprised me. Right after the Entity List designation, I had expected that Huawei would have to fold.
He calls this Huawei's Sputnik moment. The company's revenues are up 24% over last year. Things aren't perfect, though. For instance, Huawei's Android phones can't include the Google Play Store for apps. Again, Vice President Danks.
This has been a very challenging test. I think it's probably one of the biggest tests we've faced.
Perhaps not the last one. The Commerce Department is considering cutting off Huawei from even more U.S. chips, even those made abroad. Yet another bullet aimed at this riddled warplane. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
The annual UN Climate Summit drew to a close in Madrid with no agreement on new emissions targets. Presiding officials said, quote, "The new generation expect more from us." Fair to say Greta does, at least. In Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.